Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am Jessica, your host and female empowerment coach. In this space, we talk all things empowerment, confidence, and connection back to self. We talk energy, life experiences, love and relationships, and practical skills to guide you into alignment with your desired reality. Get ready to become your highest self. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am currently sat in my brand new study slash office. It is a mess. The desk isn't where I want to be, where I want it to be. I'm actually going to be buying a new desk and furniture, but we're here. I've moved into a brand new house. My bedroom is nearly done. I just want a mirror. My bathroom looks so lush. I got some really nice candles made. I put it on my Instagram the other day. My wardrobe is huge. I got all of the last of my things from my dad's house. So it's been in boxes, I think, for 3 years, maybe a bit longer, maybe 4 years. And so to be able to unpack those, that's a weekend job. But before that, the wardrobe was looking really good. But yes, I'm sitting here in my brand new office and just to set the tone for this podcast episode, to my left, so I'm staring directly at my laptop right now, I've got my weekly planner, I've got a notepad that I always use to just randomly scribble stuff down. I've got my phone on its tripod to the right of me, my notebook with ideas and my journal, and then I've got my monthly planner, which I'll be looking at properly tomorrow. Exciting. I actually booked a down south trip just for one night. So down south of Western Australia, I'm heading to Margaret River. I'm going to do, it's called high ropes. You know when you put yourself in a harness and you jump from the top of the trees, the treetops? Remember that episode where Kim Kardashian started crying doing it? Well, I'm going to do that. I am not scared right now, but we'll see. Anyway, that just reminded me, as you can see, my mind is kind of going to different places today, but I'm going to be bringing my planners on the drive. And the reason why I say this is setting the tone for today's episode is because I have been having a lot of chats around time management, productivity, procrastination, and really how to get shit done. Now, don't get me wrong, I still have moments where I'm fucking lazy, I don't have discipline, and my time management is poor. However, over the past couple of years, especially with running a business, I've had to become time savvy. I've had to create routines, rituals, practices that help me manage my time. And today, I basically want to share with you what I've been sharing with my private clients, what I share with my friends, what I share with the people around me. And there are going to be a few things that resonate and others that don't. And that's absolutely fine. You know, I'm forever evolving. The weekly and the monthly planner is actually a brand new thing for me. I got both of these from Kmart. They're just plain white. They're perfect with you just fill out the spaces. The weekly planner is A4, but on the side. And then the monthly planner, I don't think this is A3. It's a bit bigger than A4 anyway. And I think the weekly was $2 and the monthly planner was $3. I'm not even kidding. So absolute bargain. I know you can get a lot more extravagant ones online, which I've kind of wanted to get because they look really good. There's other sections, the weekly planner here has a to-do, which I use. However, you know, I scribble on it and I throw it away the next week. So that's one of those kind of hacks where, yes, it looks really good and all the planning stuff, but realistically, I'm using this for 1 week and then I'm throwing it away. I'm recycling this paper. So I don't need to. I saw a weekly planner the other day. So there was the week and then a to-do list and then I think a goals list and maybe a gratitude list, all on one thing, which was really nice. But I think that was for the packet, $35 or something ridiculous like that. When I've just paid $2-3 for this weekly planner that's going in the bin anyway. However, if that's your jam, if spending $35 is going to help you get productive because you're I've spent this money, then by all means, do that. But this is my first hack. Create something that can keep you productive and help you manage your time in the week. So every Sunday night or Monday morning if I don't get round to it, because I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes Sunday, like last Sunday, where was I? I was at a Leaving Drinks. I had a couple of margaritas. I mean, I wasn't drunk. I could have done it, but had a couple of margs, got home a bit later, and I was just lethargic. I spent the rest of that Sunday night in bed watching Netflix, right? And so I always give myself a little bit of leeway. I'm realistic with my time. I either set up my week on the Sunday night or first thing Monday morning. I go through my week, right? Even if you don't have these weekly planners, even if you don't have access to get them or order them online, or you don't have the finances to do that, that is fine. Get a blank piece of paper. But what I do is I just, all the days are, of course, written out. I just lost my words then. Let me just put it in front of me. So all the days are written out. So Monday to Sunday, then this to-do list. This is really, this weekly planner is only really used for business things, right? Because it sits on my desk and I look at it and I'm like, all right, Monday is CEO Monday. Tuesday is client call day. Wednesday, client call day / podcast day / Woman Up Monthly creativity, right? Thursday is also my creative day. Friday is my business development day / also personal development day, right? So I basically do a skeleton of what needs to be done. For example, Monday, CEO Monday, I've got planned Woman Up Monthly training that I'm actually, I will be filming after this. So Woman Up Monthly is open for enrollment. There is still a 7-day free trial up and ready for you at time of recording. It will shut the 7-day free trial on Sunday. So if you want to just have a sneak peek, but in saying sneak peek, like you get access to everything on the free trial. I don't omit anything. Go to the show notes below and sign up. This month in particular is all about journaling. It is one of the most asked questions I get in my whole time of business. Even before I started this business, when I started to show up on Instagram, I constantly get messages about journaling, which I love answering. I love it. It has been such a tool for my productivity. But yes, this whole month is dedicated to that. Less than $2 a day. But like I said, go try out the free trial. And today I will be filming the video training plus creating the workbook, which, trust me when I say, you will want to get on the free trial just to get this workbook. It is absolute gold. I had goosebumps creating it. I just did the draft and then I was like, oh, I got to record the podcast. But I'm really excited to film that video training. There's a challenge coming up, podcast episode, a guided meditation, group coaching call. And you get this every month. You get new, brand new resources every single month in Woman Up Monthly. So if you feel called to do this, if you feel that you need a platform or space to be held in a wonderful community of like-minded women for your personal development, go to the show notes below, click enroll and come join us, because Woman Up Monthly is definitely something that I wish that I had when I started my personal development journey. And even now, that's exactly why I created it, to have all of these resources that I need as a woman when it comes to mindset, relationships, wealth, consciousness, manifestation, attraction, energy, fear, everything is on there. Meditations, and the meditations I was saying to a client today, they're perfect. They're no longer than 10 minutes. I think there's a couple that are actually 5 minutes. So if you are sitting here and you're like, I don't have time to meditate, Jess, trust me, you have 5 to 10 minutes in your day. And they're visualization meditations. I do my own meditations all of the time. I practice what I preach. So if you are listening to the podcast or you consume any of my other stuff, you will love the meditations alone. Head to the show notes below, get on that 7-day free trial before it ends. Anyway, back to the podcast. As I was saying, CEO Monday. So I've got planned Woman Up Monthly training, emails for Woman Up Monthly members, emails on my Thinkific. So that's my platform for Woman Up Monthly and my courses, my engagement, responding to DMs, go through my inbox, organize it. I like to organize that at the start of every week, create my posts, refine my mission statement. And so that may, you may hear that and be like, oh, that's not like a lot of stuff, but a lot of that is actually big chunks of my day. And obviously in that, that's just business, right? On a personal front, I have the non-negotiables. So I have just finished the Joy Project. I will leave the link for the Joy Project. It's a challenge, a free challenge that I created last week to hold myself accountable. And it really helped kickstart my my self-care routine again. So if you're struggling with self-care, it's free. It's in the show notes below. But what I came to the conclusion is my non-negotiables every day are meditating, journaling, and sweating in some way, whether that is lifting weights, doing my steps, or doing yoga, right? Moving my body. And so just keeping in mind that what I just read to you, that is on my weekly planner for the business, but all the those other things, my non-negotiables, they are in my day as well. So I set that up, right? I go through the whole week. And as I said, Tuesday is client call days. Plus, I like to film reels on that day in between client calls. Today is client call day plus podcast day plus Woman Up Monthly creation, which also feeds into feeds into Thursday as well. And I've basically just written out what I'm doing, right? The skeleton of stuff and my notepad. Now, I need a pause because I may be saying stuff. You're like, wow, you just have a lot of stuff. By all means, if you, and I'm going to share with you the number one thing that is quite literally saved my life when it comes to time management. I'm going to share that after all of this. My clients, whether you are in Woman Up Monthly or a private client inside of Lifestyle by Design, you will know what I'm talking about. But this single tool has changed my fucking entire life. I'm not even kidding. I'm not being dramatic. But so if you want just like one thing, that's fine. But I'm just going to share with you what it looks like to really be able to manage your time. Right? It doesn't mean you need to be running a business or anything. This can be, you can be a full-time worker, full-time student, whatever, full-time mum running the household, you know, that is absolutely fine. But what I do, I have this weekly planner. And as I said, I have a notepad, right? You can get a pack of three notepads at Kmart, again, $2, right? And I will just kind of flesh out. So obviously, I have put here emails, Woman Up Monthly, and then my emails to my email list. Some of you I know are on that email list. I will write, okay, what's each email going to be about, right? So I kind of do a bit more planning on this notepad next to my weekly planner. Now, the monthly planner is something that is not done every week. I do look at it every week, but it's done at the start of every month. I'm just moving my journal and other notebook. But it's done at the start of every month so I can see where I am tracking, what I am doing. And there's a few things that I can see right now I can't mention, but all I'm going to say is in November, stay tuned for something exciting, something to really finish your year. I'm fucking excited about it. But anyway, the monthly planner is just, it's good to kind of see what are the big things. And again, I only use this on a business basis. You can use this on a personal basis. All of what I'm saying isn't to apply only if you have a business or working full time or whatever. Like, you know, you can have one for, you know, if you run a business, you can keep one on your desk. You can have one on the fridge, whatever is going to help you stay organized. But these are the types of tools, right, that I am using right now. Now, the number one tool that I am using for my growth as a woman is Google Calendar. I'm not kidding you. If you have an iPhone and you're still using the iPhone calendar, get off that. Like, right away, get off that. It's ugly and it's just, it's not a vibe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you feel attacked right now. It's not a vibe. Google Calendar is a vibe. Color customized, but it looks good. It actually looks good, and it's just, you can connect with all different types of things. You know, you can add people to the calendar, different calendars that you want them to see. But if I always say to my friends, if it is not in my Google Calendar, it is absolutely not happening. And the thing is, I've always been someone who loves like an actual diary planner to write down. This is why I also have all these things that I write down every day, because I'm a very visual, like I need to write it down type person. And when I was PTing, I still, most of the PTs used a Google Calendar or something, right? Something electronic on their phone. I still had my diary, like an open book diary. And I've just always been like that. I was like that in uni. But now with the times, I always have my phone on me. It is just, it's not realistic to bring around a diary. For me, it definitely is not. Maybe you're someone who it may be realistic, but for me, it's not. I have my phone on me. I can organize in the moment and I put it in the moment, right? As I said, I'm going down south. Did I mention that I'm going down south? I can't even remember. Anyway, I'm going down south tomorrow. And I was literally in the car just time blocking what I'm going to be up to and everything. And it helps me really just visualize what the day looks like, what the week looks like. I put everything in there. So that is not only a combination of business, but personal. The weekly planner, monthly planner, right, is more business focus of like the micro stuff, right, that make up the big things. In my Google Calendar, my Zoom automatically connects. So anytime a client books a call, it goes straight to my client calendar. My personal calendar for my clients. And I also time block anytime I'm recording for the podcast, for Woman Up Monthly, any type of filming, anytime I need to kind of block out time that I don't want to be disturbed, I will do that. And then I will put in things such as events that are happening, birthdays or whatever it may be. I will put in date nights. I will put in coffees, brunch, breakfast, dinner, just having a wine, going to the gym, going for a coast walk, you name it, it is in my Google Calendar. And it's something that has really, really helped me. And I know that if I don't look at my Google Calendar and I aren't regularly, you know, sometimes I have a really good grasp of what's happening, especially Tuesday and Wednesday. Because it is client call and it's fairly the same with recording and creating, I don't really need to, you know, keep checking up on my Google Calendar, right? But sometimes, so I'll go like a day and a half not checking and I'm like, oh, fuck. What's coming up on Thursday? What's coming up on Friday, right? And it really just helps me stay organized. So if it's anything that you take from this podcast episode, I'd highly recommend using some form of electronic calendar. And if you don't use Google, then you're not doing it right. but from there as well, I'm going to share with you an exercise that I do once a quarter. And I share with my private clients. So I'm giving you a private client technique here. So get your journals out, get your pen ready, and get ready to implement this. Time map an entire week. Whether you get your Google Calendar doing on there, which I've gotten clients to do, or you get a Google Sheet and you literally have blocks of time. I like to go by 15-minute increments. Of course, you know, something, you can block something out for 30 minutes. But time blocking, right, is, as the name suggests, you block out your time. And the purpose of this is to see exactly what you're doing. When I hear I don't have time or I'm too busy or I can't fit that in, I'm like, okay, let's look at your time. Let's time map. Let's actually see what you're doing in your time. You want to get this done, this done, this done. Let's see what you're doing. And every time I do this, this is why I do it once a quarter, is because it's quite confronting. I look at it and I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I am wasting a lot of time. I did this 3 months ago, I reckon. And I was saying for about 2 weeks, I don't have time to do this or create this or like run this or whatever it was. And I spent a lot of my time procrastinating, scrolling through TikTok or Instagram without a purpose, you know, just doing shit that was meaningless, right, towards my end goal. And it doesn't mean you can't have time for that, but it's about choosing what is serving you at that point in time. And so when I say time map, I mean everything. 8 o'clock, we wake up, we stay in bed to 8:15. 8:15 to 8:45, we shower and have breakfast. 8:45 to 9:30, we commute to work. 9:30 to 12, we work, then lunch break. All of this stuff, even on the weekend, you know, down to the small stuff of, okay, 1 to 1:15 p.m., scroll through TikTok, 1:15 to 1:30, scroll through Instagram, 1:30 to 1:45, scroll through Facebook, which it may sound crazy, but I'm sure we're all guilty of doing that, right? I know that I have definitely been like, okay, I'm going to spend 5 more minutes on TikTok, 5 hours later. Yeah, we've definitely all been there, right? And so everything. Eating, when you shower, when you go to the toilet, when you have sex, when you are scrolling, when you are showering, everything. Do this for a week. Like I said, do it on your Google Calendar or create a Google Sheet with little time increments. But I promise you, right, this is where you change how you are and how you are doing things and managing your time. You need to be able to actually see what you are doing with your time. any of you that do this task and complete it properly, either on Google Calendar or Google Sheets, and you send it through to me on Instagram, I will gift you a full month free in Woman Up Monthly. I promise you that now. Anyone, if you do this properly and you can come to some type of, you can analyze and say, all right, this is the feedback that I got from this, and this is what I'm going to change, and actually come with me for a plan of attack, I will gift you a free month in Woman Up Monthly. This is how much I know that time mapping will change the way you manage your time, will change the way that you see productivity. I promise you that. And remember, when we say we don't have enough time, we are sitting in that lack mentality. We always have enough time. We just need to make time for the things that we want to do. And if there's ever something that you feel like you need to do, it can sometimes probably mean that it's something that you have resistance to. So it's doing things that can help you lean out of that resistance, right? There are always going to be times that you feel lazy, or times you're not disciplined, or times where you'd rather scroll on your phone. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I still have those moments. I can still waste time. But when it starts to affect me getting shit done in my business or my personal life, or feeling like I don't have time on the weekend because I wasted too much time during the week not working, then that's when I know I really need to sit down and be honest with myself and look at like what's actually happening. And on top of that, I kind of mentioned it earlier, but to have non-negotiables, and to help you with that, like I said, head to the show notes below, click the link for the Joy Project and sign up for that. You'll get sent a PDF, but choose 3 non-negotiables every day. Like I said, mine are meditation, journaling, and sweating/moving my body in some capacity. Fit those in, everything around those, right? This is how we start to feel aligned with our authentic self. This is how we start to feel like, okay, I am managing myself. I am doing what I can to the best of my ability. I did this exercise with my private client today for Lifestyle by Design, and she is a single mother. She has a toddler. So I'm telling you, you are able to time map. You are able to look at your time and manage it. And you know, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I run a full-time business. I also have a very social life. I have a partner. And so these things come into play. You may be listening. You may be a full-time student or a full-time worker. Or, you know, as in alignment with my client, you may have a family. This is applicable to everyone, and I promise you it can be done. So like I said, you do this exercise, you start to organize yourself, slide into my DMs, let me know. I would love to know. But organization of your time starts with calling yourself out, starts with being radically honest with how you're spending your time and what you are actually doing. And if you're not radically honest, you will never get anywhere. You will never change your habits, right? You will never actually move the needle in your business or your hobbies or your career or your personal relationships if you are not calling yourself out and using it as feedback. This podcast episode, like everything I share with you to do with relationships and self-sabotage and mindset, this is also feedback. It's looking at your life and being like, okay, I'm wasting my fucking life. I'm not doing it to the best of my abilities. However, as I have noted, it does not mean you're not going to have a bad day. I'm not saying that. I had a bad day the other day. But it's transmuting that energy into energy that is going to serve me. Here on the Jessica Pennelly podcast, we do not sit in victim mentality. We don't. That's not something we do. We feel sorry for ourselves for a split second. We get sad, we get angry, we process those feelings, those lower vibrational emotions, and then we're productive. Then we sit in gratitude, then we sit in love. We know that that serves us more, and that is what I'm giving to you. So come slide into my DMs, let me know how this has helped you, or post it on your story and tag me. I love connecting with you all and seeing your tags. It really, really makes my week, but I'm going to leave it there now. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I appreciate you so much. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much, and I would absolutely love it if you could please leave me an iTunes review. And for more empowerment secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram @JessPennelly. Until next time.